I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we have Peter Ford from the Burnett Foundation coming on to talk about World AIDS Day. Morena, Peter, how are you doing?
Morena, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Are you coming to us live from Tamaki Makaurau?
No, I'm coming to you from Ōtautahi, Christchurch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, thank goodness. The Burnett Foundation has a centre in Christchurch, and we cover the South Island. So I'm quite often in Ōtautahi. I mean, that's the second largest city in the South Island. So we do a lot of work with the queer community down there and the university.
Mm-hmm. No, it's interesting because I remember when we were emailing, I saw that ins and outs is like the Burnett Foundation's current education program for young, or not even necessarily young, but for people who are gay, bi, about being gay, bi, and about you know, interacting in that community and how to date and so on and so forth. It's a huge educational resource. And I work at WOOF in Dunedin, which is a really, really popular queer space. And I remember seeing you guys have condoms.
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, we give away, well, in the South Island alone, we have an army of volunteers who put together a lube and some condoms, and they put them in this little wallet.
Mm.
And we actually give away nearly about 400,000 around the South Island. So, mm-hmm. And a lot of them go to Otago. So you people are very busy. With the ins and outs program, it is for gay and bi guys, or mm-hmm. guys who have sex with guys, but some people don't want a label. And it's just a sex education thing about, yeah, what goes on with gay sex. And if you've got any questions, jump on that website, on our Burnett Foundation website, and you'll find it.
No, it's fantastic. And the style is incredible as well. The, like, illustrations and the graphics and everything. It's really good, the design.
Yeah, we've got a good team that, hit it on the button, don't they?
Yeah.
And we don't hide stuff, so we call it out and we say it as it is. So, if you're easily shocked, that's the place to go to get shocked. but it also has an underlying theme, the underlying theme being that we want to hit young people and remind them about HIV and AIDS because, you know, last year's stats showed that the people who acquired HIV in New Zealand, although we got the figure low down to 97, half of those people were under the age of 30. So we're worried about that. We don't want young people getting HIV in today's society. And no. And I think people have forgotten, you might think, oh, well, that's just something, a problem for the gays and bias, but it isn't. Every year there are heterosexual people acquiring HIV, men and women.
Yeah, I remember you mentioned just before, apparently there's a huge outbreak of HIV in the UK that's affecting a lot of hetero people, apparently.
Yes, and it's young people, heterosexual people.
Yeah.
And, you know, gays and bisexual men have been using condoms since the 80s, and we've also got a medication called PrEP, which we can take daily to prevent us from getting HIV.
Mm-hmm.
But heterosexual people are just out there, and, you know, we all love going clubbing on the Friday and the Saturday, and, you know, and going home with partners, and that's great. You know, I celebrate, you know, a positive sex life, but mm-hmm. you do really have to look after yourself.
Oh, of course. You don't know who you're getting in bed with.
Get some
for
of
the
those
most
foundation condoms and put them in your purse or your pocket.
Yes, please do. Please do. World AIDS Day is coming up this Sunday. I want to know, what does this day mean to you?
Well, for me, I mean, I'm an old person, 62. So I lived in the 80s and the 90s. So and AIDS, HIV and AIDS was a terrible thing. There was no medication, and you know, if you were diagnosed, you were told to go home and get your affairs in order. You only got 5 to 7 years to live. So I lost many of my friends, and they were only 23 or 25, and it was horrible to see them waste away and then just die. And the AIDS is. So HIV hits you that bad, it pushes your immune system to zero, and then that's when you've got an AIDS diagnosis, and then you just get whatever infection comes along and kills you. And it was painful, and it was painful to watch those people die.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a time to remember that. But also, I live with HIV, so it's also a time to remember we've come a long way. Mm-hmm. I take medication now, and I can live well, mm-hmm. and I can't pass it on. But, you know, so HIV, there is still no cure. We've got to remember that. And we've got to think about the countries around the world that are impacted by HIV, and people are still dying. And there are actually more women and children in the world with HIV than men. And many children are orphans because of AIDS. And so it's a time to remember that whole big picture.
Yeah.
I mean, 43 million people have died of AIDS-related illness. I mean, that's the population of Canada.
Mm.
So it's huge, and it's not gone away. And there's 40 million people still infected with HIV on the globe. So in New Zealand, in Aotearoa, we've got about 3,500. We've done well to manage to keep it out of our communities.
Mm-hmm.
We've done some health initiatives such as, you know, like the needle exchange has kept it out of our injecting drugs community. Law reform for prostitution has kept it out of our sex workers, where we see that in other countries overseas. So the biggest burden sits with gay and bisexual men in New Zealand. But as I say, don't be complacent if you're heterosexual, because you can still get it.
Yeah, yeah. I think in general, condoms, great thing for everyone. And if you're, you know, just hooking up with people.
Yeah, well, we got other infections such as syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia, and they're not that pleasant.
No, not at all. Not at all. Don't want to go out like Al Capone and just...
No.
Be fishing in your backyard pool. That's not a good time. Historically speaking, World AIDS Day started in 1988. With Aotearoa only legalizing homosexuality in 1986, I want to know, how has the New Zealand government kind of observed this day since it began 36 years ago?
Well, actually, I've got to tell you, it was a grim time back in the early days. In fact, I left New Zealand in 1983 because I couldn't stand living here. I was a gay man. And it was dangerous.
Yep.
And the police protect us. It was dangerous to be around them, or dangerous to be around the community. But things have changed, and we have to start forgiving. So law reform came in 86. Thank God for law reform. Because otherwise gay and bisexual men would have had to, you know, hidden away. And we see that in other countries overseas where it's illegal. You know, the HIV is rife because people can't come out and get a test.
Mm-hmm.
And... So it's really important that we have law reform. What's the government sort of doing today?
How has it historically observed the day since it began in 1988?
Well, we have been funded, you know, so they do fund the Burnett Foundation. We were, before we became the Burnett Foundation, we changed our name about 2 years ago. We were the New Zealand AIDS Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And the government's always... given us money to support those living with HIV and to go out and educate people about HIV.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of other organisations. So there's Positive Woman that support people who are women who are living with HIV. And then there is Toitū Te Ao, who supports Māori, who are disproportionately impacted by HIV as well.
Mm.
As well as there's another organisation called Body Positive, who really support the out gay and bisexual men. Burnett Foundation's the bigger organisation, but we do the mahi about trying to get things changed, try to get better medication for our community. So we lobby government on that. At the moment, we're working on decriminalisation of HIV. So people who have HIV in the past had to declare it to their sexual partner if they weren't using a condom. But these days, the law's out of date because we're all on medication that can't pass it on. And some of those people, some people have been, bribed and put in jail and by sexual partners because they've broken up and then they've dobbed them in and said, oh, but they never told me. So we want those laws changed to protect people living with HIV, and we want to have a conversation about that with the community. So we're doing some work in that space. But we've also done work in, you know, previously in the past, people living with HIV wanted to come to our country, couldn't come to New Zealand. So we've changed, we've got the country, we've got those sort of laws changed a bit, because there are professional people, you know, who have lived perfectly well on medication that can come here and can do work and can contribute to our community. So we've managed to change the immigration status around that, that if you have got HIV, it's not a thing. You might get pinged on other things, but it won't be HIV.
Mm. Does that answer your question? that's really, really comprehensive. I appreciate it. There's so much work still to be done, clearly.
Yeah, yeah, there is a lot.
Hopefully this government will help, but we'll see.
I think it's Tuesday next week. They're having a a World AIDS Day parliamentary breakfast. So, you know, politicians are going to come to the breakfast and then listen to the people living with HIV who are going to stand up and talk.
That's good. That's good. Get them in a place they can't escape.
Yeah.
Right.
And they get freaky.
Yeah. Oh, man. As we mentioned before, you work for the Burnett Foundation, who are running this ins and outs campaign to educate men who have sex with men about a lot of things, in particular from how to use Grindr to how to practice proper techniques in the bedroom. And one of the many resources from the ins and outs website is about preventing the spread of STIs and, of course, HIV, which includes the use of condoms, taking the anti-HIV pill PrEP and the emergency PEP drug if you think you may have been exposed to the virus within 72 hours to reduce the risk of infection. Is that knowledge taught very widely at all?
If you're an active user of Grindr, you will know it is. Because we run a tremendous amount of ads.
That's good.
And everybody tells me they're annoying because they're trying to pick up a date. And meanwhile, we're jumping in front of them, telling them about PrEP. And we spend a tremendous amount of money to do that. It is known in our... It's probably known in the rainbow circle, the wider population. I'm not sure. I hope it is. I hope we're starting to get the word out about, prevention methods for HIV. We do know we've got lots of work to do. We did a Coleman Brunton poll a couple of years ago, and not that long ago, actually. And, you know, we found out that 50% of New Zealanders wouldn't feel comfortable shaking hands with somebody living with HIV. And that's a worry. 78% wouldn't want to have a sexual relationship with somebody with HIV. And yet I've just told you, you can be on medication. You can even have a baby, and you can't pass it on to your baby.
All right.
So the medication's that effective.
Yeah.
So there is no reason somebody living with HIV can't have a beautiful relationship. There's still problems around that stigma. And I think some of that hangs around from the 80s, and then their parents tell the children, and then the children tell their children. And we need to, like, break the cycle on that. Say, get over it.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in the 80s, I mean, that was a real dark time. I mean, just in particular with Reagan over in the States. Absolute monster with that. I mean, man, we need to escape that mindset completely, and, you know, realize that it is just a thing, and it's treatable, and people take medication for it, and it's okay.
Yeah, and in the early days, and in the 80s, with respect to a lot of that, people didn't know how you caught it, and so people did think that it might be airborne, or it might, you know, you might have got it from different things, or saliva, or water, or food. But we know it's not.
No.
That's how you get it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time here this morning, Peter. I want to just ask two more quick questions. If anyone wants to access the educational resources for Ins and Outs, where can they find them? And also, you requested Candle in the Wind by Elton John, and I'd like you to explain the significance of that in reference to World AIDS Day.
Okay. Ins and Outs, we actually have a little website for that. It's called Ins and outs.org.nz, so you can find everything there. But as well as, you can go to the Burnett Foundation .org.nz, and we've got everything on there. There's even more, so any resources you want on HIV, AIDS, STIs, that's all available. We also have home test kits we can send to your home if you want to have a private test yourself. It's just an oral kit you run around your mouth, and it can tell you if you've got HIV in 20 minutes.
Is it is it as invasive as the COVID tests?
No. Just put it between your teeth and your gums and run it around there. And then you sit in a little pottle of fluid, and in 20 minutes you'll see if you've got two lines, you know that you've got HIV. If you've got one line, you haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had unprotected sex and you're just concerned about your status, order one. Jump online and order one through us, and we'll courier it to you. Or you can pick it up at our centre if you're in Ōtautahi.
Mm-hmm.
The other question on Candle in the Wind. Back in the day, Princess Diana broke the taboo by going into... So you can imagine this was mid-80s. People were too scared to go into the hospital where all the men were... Well, it was mainly men. The women were dying as well. But in the UK, it was mainly gay men all dying in the hospital, and people were too scared to go in and see them and what have you. And she broke that taboo by actually going in, shaking hands, hugging people, talking to people, and so she became a real advocate for HIV and AIDS and breaking stigma. When she died, Elton John's Candle in the Wind was played at her funeral, so that sort of ended up being attached to that HIV AIDS thing. So that's the sort of the connection between that. And Elton John's also a great supporter of, breaking stigma, and he lost many friends as well. So that's the connection.
Awesome. Well, I really want to thank you for your time this morning, Peter. I really appreciate it. It's such an important corridor to have, and we've had it. And I'm really, really happy for you to come on.
Oh, I appreciate being here, and it's great to talk to your listeners. Thanks very much, and I hope it's made some differences for some people.
Yeah. Cheers, man. Like, I also hope the same. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nick. Bye.
Bye. All right, folks, that was Peter Ford from the Burnett Foundation. We're talking about World AIDS Day, which is happening this Sunday. And as Peter mentioned about Candle in the Wind, a very, very important track when it comes to, I guess, the HIV community. So let's hear it. Here's Elton John, Candle in the Wind. You're listening to The One. See ya.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast, but find more at r1.co.nz.